Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. March 27th marks what would have been the 100th birthday of the Divine One, Miss Sarah Vaughan. So on this episode, in honor of her centennial, I'll be looking at her standout work in the late 1950s. At this time, Sassy, as she was called, had just signed to Mercury Records, and her career moved in two different directions. On the one hand, she brought her expressive, lush, and almost operatic voice to many pop standards. But she also recorded straight-ahead jazz, proving she was one of the great jazz singers of her generation. I'll highlight these years in this hour. It's Sassy, Sarah Vaughan in the late 1950s. Coming up next on Afterglow.
Your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again road to love. Still I always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change your life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. The way you hold your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, 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 the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, 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 never meet again on the bump, bump, bumpy road to love. Still I'd always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you change my life. No, no, can't take that away from me. Can't take that away from me.
Turn to cry over me. Every road has a turning. That's one thing you're learning. I cried for you. What a fool I used to be. Found two eyes a little bit bluer. Found two arms a little bit truer. I cried for you, now it's your turn to cry over me. Cried for you, almost died for you, your turn to cry over me. Every road has a turning, that's one thing you're learning. I cried for you, what a fool I used to be. Little
two songs from the 1957 album Swingin' Easy for Emercy Records by Miss Sarah Vaughan. Just now we heard the Gus Arnheim, Arthur Freed, and Abe Lyman song I Cried For You, and before that, a marvelous version of Gershwin's They Can't Take That Away From Me, complete with Sarah singing deliberately off-key. That album actually combined two different sessions together, one from 1954 and one from 1957. I Cried For You came from 57, and They Can't Take That Away From Me came from 54. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, we're looking at the late 1950s work of the Divine One, Miss Sarah Vaughan, in honor of her centennial this week.
It's marvelous. You should care for me.
I'll start back in the year 1954, when Vaughan was signed to a 5-year deal with Mercury Records, after working her way up through the jazz ranks for about a decade. What resulted was one of the greatest stretches of recordings by any artist in jazz. The label pushed Vaughan in two directions. One was to record pop tunes for the main Mercury label. This included both newer pop records, as well as arrangements of older pop standards, like this recording of Gershwin's Swunderful from late in 1954. The other direction was pure jazz, which Vaughan recorded for Mercury's smaller jazz subsidiary label, Emercy Records. In her words, Sarah said, "My contract with Mercury is for pops. My contract with Emercy is for me." Her first album with Emercy came from a memorable session from 1954 with trumpeter Clifford Brown, flutist Herbie Mann, and arranger Ernie Wilkins. The album was simply titled Sarah Vaughan. Vaughan proves her worth right out of the gate as she slides across the musical scale and the bar line with staggering confidence. Here's a cut off that album now. This is Sarah Vaughan with Gene DePaul and Don Ray's tune, He's My Guy, on Afterglow.
He's my guy. I don't care what he does, 'cause he's my guy. I guess he always was. He's careless about me. I don't think he tries. But once in a while, he'll hug me and smile. Then I can see me in his eyes. Oh, he's my guy. I know he'll always be. And I will try to keep him loving me however he wants me. I'm his until I die, for nobody knows better than I that he's my guy.
Thank you.
I guess he always was. He's careless about me. I don't think he tries. But once in a while, he'll hug me and smile. But I can't see me in his eyes. Oh, he's my guy. I know he'll always be. And I will try to keep him loving me however he wants me. I'm his until I die. For nobody knows better than I that he's my God.
Sarah Vaughan, off of her self-titled debut for Emercy Records in 1954 with He's My Guy, featuring Clifford Brown on trumpet, Herbie Mann on flute, Paul Quinichet on saxophone, and Jimmy Jones on piano. Sarah Vaughan's follow-up to this record was also a jazz recording for the Emercy label. Her typical rhythm section of Jimmy Jones, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Roy Haynes on drums was featured, alongside arrangements again by Ernie Wilkins. This time, however, Wilkins created a big band sound, featuring saxophonist Cannonball Adderley and a couple of other all-stars like J.J. Johnson and Kai Winding. The album was called Sarah Vaughan in the Land of Hi-Fi and released in 1955. Vaughan was just one of several singers for Mercury who released albums with this title, including Dinah Washington in the Land of Hi-Fi and Patti Page in the Land of Hi-Fi. Here's a track from that album now. This is Sometimes I'm Happy on Afterglow.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the skies if I can find
Sometimes I'm Happy, a song by Vincent Yeomans, Irving Caesar, and Clifford Gray, off of the 1955 album for Emercy Records called Sarah Vaughan in the Land of Hi-Fi. Ernie Wilkins was the arranger, and Cannonball Adderley was the alto saxophonist in that recording. Adderley actually recorded his own In the Land of Hi-Fi album for Emercy not long after. Sarah Vaughan's other big collaborator during the late 1950s was arranger Hal Mooney. Mooney was the brains behind several of Vaughan's albums, adding his lush string arrangements to many of her pop records. Their 1956 album was called Sassy, which had been Sarah Vaughan's informal nickname since about 1944, capturing her stylish and defiant attitude. Although the album Sassy was released on the Emercy label, it was essentially a pop standard album, and her later work in this vein would be released on the main Mercury label. I'll play a song from that album now. This is Sarah Vaughan with the standard Shake Down the Stars on Afterglow.
Shake down the stars, pull down the clouds, turn off the moon, do it soon. I can't enjoy this night without you. Shake down the stars, drive. The best that I had to offer you, I found was all too small. Hush every rose, hush every prayer, break every vow, do it now. I know I can't go on without you. Shake down the stars. I gave you my arms, my lips, my heart, my life, my love, my all. But the best that I had to offer you, I found was all too small. Crush every
Sarah Vaughan with Hal Mooney's orchestra in 1956 and Shake Down the Stars, a song by Jimmy Van Heusen and Eddie DeLange. That comes from their album called Sassy for the Emercy record label. Her next album for Emercy, called Swingin' Easy, was a little jazzier. The album took some sessions Vaughan recorded in 1954 with pianist John Malachi and combined them with newer sessions she made in 1957 with her new pianist Jimmy Jones. I'll play a song from that original 1954 session featuring John Malachi, bassist Joe Benjamin, and drummer Roy Haynes. This song was co-written by Vaughan herself and her husband-slash-manager at the time, George Treadwell. It grew out of Vaughan's exciting and improvisatory live performances as both a scat showcase and a musical way to introduce her band. This is Sarah Vaughan and her trio in 1954 with the original song Shuliabop on Afterglow.
Saduliabop, Suliabop, Shuliabop, Shuliabop, Shubidoo-boo. Saduliadoodendoodendoodendoodendoodendoodendoodendoodendoobidoo. Shagagaduliaboobidoobadoobadiliabibibobbibobbibob.
So we will be doing your bum, we will be doing your boom, be boom, be boom, be ya. Say a day, a day, a day, a day, boom, boom, be boom, be. Shabba, but it be, baby, do be. Shabba, but it be, baby, do be. I ain't mad at you, pretty baby, don't be mad at me. Shabba, do you do boo, see you do dee. Jean Malachi. Crazy Joe Benjamin. Roy Haynes. Sawa we do baby you. Saba do ya do baby do baby do baby do baby you be. Oh, be do you be. Sawa de hoo de hoo. Sawi booby do ya booby do baby do baby booby. Sawa we do ba wa de you ba we you ba.
Song called Shuliabop, a Sarah Vaughan original featured on her 1957 album Swingin' Easy for MRC Records. Not long after Swingin' Easy came the record Sarah Vaughan and Billy Eckstine Sing the Songs of Irving Berlin. Eckstine and Vaughan actually had a long history together. He helped discover her back in the early 1940s at the Apollo Theater, and she sang with his band in the mid-1940s, alongside bebop pioneers like Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie. Vaughan and Eckstine's 1957 record together was pretty far from bebop. It's a record of all pop standards, arranged with strings by Hal Mooney, and released on the Mercury pop record label. Here, Sassy's rich voice is matched well by the baritone of Mr. B. Here are the two of them together with the Irving Berlin song Cheek to Cheek on Afterglow.
Cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek.
Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I see when we're out together dancing, having fun romancing. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Sarah Vaughan and Billy Eckstine from their 1957 All Irving Berlin album for Mercury Records. That was Berlin's tune, Cheek to Cheek. Sarah Vaughan continued to perform live throughout the late 1950s, performing, among other places, at the Newport Jazz Festival, Carnegie Hall, and on tour with folks like Count Basie. In her live sets, she was beginning to expand her expressive range to something almost operatic. But at the same time, having grown up in the world of bebop, Vaughan could scat and swing as good as anyone, including her main musical rival of sorts, Ella Fitzgerald. In 1957, she performed a live set at Mr. Kelly's in Chicago that was recorded and released on Emercy Records. I'll play a tune from that live recording now that has Vaughan channeling Fitzgerald and performing one of Ella's signature scat tunes, and even mirroring Ella's tendency to forget the words. Here's Sarah Vaughan live with How High the Moon on Afterglow.
How high the ocean, how high the moon, how high the ocean, how high the moon. I don't know the words of this song, but I'm gonna sing them anyway. I hope you enjoy it, hope you enjoy it. Ella Fitzgerald sings this song, real, real. That's the way she sings it. So I'm gonna try to sing it that way for you. So here goes, so here goes, how high the moon.
Sarah Vaughan, live at Mr. Kelly's in Chicago in 1957 with the bebop standard, How High the Moon. We'll hear more from Sarah Vaughan's late 1950s work in just a bit in this centennial celebration episode. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been celebrating the 100th birthday of Sarah Vaughan this hour. During the late 1950s, she was signed to the pop record label Mercury, who wanted to utilize her rich, expressive voice to sell pop singles. Vaughan wanted to make jazz, which she did on Mercury's jazz subsidiary label, Emercy, during this time. But it was Mercury songs like Broken Hearted Melody that actually made the label some money. This song, from Brill Building songwriter Sherman Edwards and Hal David, was a hit for Vaughan in 1959, but not exactly her cup of tea. Vaughan once said, quote, "I hated Broken Hearted Melody, but it was the biggest thing I ever had," end quote. It was her first gold record. Not all of Vaughan's pop singles were musical duds, though. In 1955, shortly after she joined the Mercury label, she recorded one of the songs from the brand new musical Damn Yankees and made it into a sassy, seductive hit. I'll play that song now. This is Sarah Vaughan in 1955 with Whatever Lola Wants on Afterglow.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. And little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have,
make up your mind to have,
no regrets,
no regrets.
Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants,
Lola wants,
Lola gets,
Lola gets.
Take off your coat, don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in.
Give in, you'll never win.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants,
Lola wants,
Lola gets,
Lola gets.
Take off your coat, don't you know you can't win? You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in.
Give in, you'll never win.
Give in.
Give in, you'll never win.
Give in.
One of Sarah Vaughan's pop singles from the late 1950s. That was Whatever Lola Wants, from the 1955 Jerry Ross and Richard Adler musical Damn Yankees. Sarah Vaughan's work for the more pop-oriented Mercury label during this time also included her elegant interpretation of pop standards. This was no more evident than on her masterpiece of the style, the 1958 album Sarah Vaughan Sings Broadway, Great Songs from Hit Shows. It was a double album of over 30 songs, ranging from the 19-teens to the 1950s, all arranged and conducted again by Hal Mooney. One of her finest performances on the record was on the earliest song in the bunch, the 1916 song Poor Butterfly from the Raymond Hubbell and John Golden musical The Big Show. The song, inspired by Puccini's opera Madame Butterfly, became an unexpected hit song for the vocal group The Hilltoppers in 1954. But Vaughn, a few years later, channels the operatic sounds of its inspiration and turns it into something sublime. Here's Sarah Vaughn in 1956 with Poor Butterfly on Afterglow.
There's a story told of a little Japanese sitting demurely neath the cherry blossom trees. Miss Butterfly's her name. A sweet little innocent child was she, till a fine young American from the sea to her garden came. They met neath the cherry blossoms every day, and he taught her how to love the American way, to love with her soul. 'Twas easy to learn. Then he sailed away with a promise to return. Poor butterfly, 'neath the blossoms waiting. Poor butterfly, for she loved him so. Hours pass into years, and as she smiles through her tears, she murmurs low, the moon and I know that he'll be faithful. I'm sure he'll come to me by and by. But if he won't come back, then I'll never sigh or cry. I just must die. When I trotted in little dotted Swisses, I was kissed by my aunts and my cousins and my sisters. Sad to tell, it was hell, an inferno worse than Dante. So, my dear, I swore never, never more. On my list, I insisted that kissing must be crossed out. Now I find I was blind, and oh baby, how I've lost out. I could cry salty tears.
Tell me, dear, how long has this been going on?
There were chills up my spine and some thrills I can't define.
Listen, sweet, I repeat, how long has this been going on? Oh, I feel that I could melt into heaven. I'm
George and Ira Gershwin's How Long Has This Been Going On? That comes from Sarah Vaughan's double album of all Gershwin songs. Before that, we heard a signature tune of Sarah Vaughan's, something that she performed throughout her entire career, the 1916 song Poor Butterfly. That comes from her album of all Broadway hit songs. Both of those albums were released in 1958, and both arranged by Hal Mooney. Sarah Vaughan's follow-up album to these was an album she recorded for Emercy Records with Count Basie's orchestra. Except, for contractual reasons, Basie was signed to Roulette and Vaughan to Mercury Records, the Count was actually not present on the recording, just his band. So, naturally, the album was called No Count, Sarah. I'll play one song from the album now that shows off Sarah's superb, silky, and smooth jazz vocals. This is Sarah Vaughan with Count Basie's orchestra and a classic rendition of Stardust on Afterglow.
Da 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 da
the melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms, the night in
Sarah Vaughan and members of the Count Basie Orchestra, minus the Count himself, performing Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust. That comes from the 1959 Emmercy record called No Count Sarah. Sarah Vaughan kept recording live throughout the late 1950s. Her follow-up live album to her famous set at Mr. Kelly's in Chicago was a more laid-back jam session album titled After Hours at the London House. This album has a much looser vibe to it, as you might guess from an after-hours show. And it's not to be confused with a similarly titled studio album of Vaughn's from 1961 simply called After Hours. I'll play the opening number from that live set now. This is Vaughn with the Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke tune, Like Someone in Love, on Afterglow.
I find myself out gazing at stars, hearing guitars like someone in love. Sometimes the things I do astound me, mostly whenever you're around me. Lately I seem to walk as though I had wings, bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove and feeling like someone in love. As though I had wings. Bump into things like someone in love. Each time I look at you, I'm limp as a glove.
Sarah Vaughan and saxophonist Frank Wess live at the London House in Chicago with the jazz standard Like Someone in Love. That was recorded in March of 1958. Not long after this recording, Sarah Vaughan was invited to go to Europe as part of a delegation of jazz musicians representing America at the World's Fair in Brussels. The concert included Ella Fitzgerald and Jerry Mulligan, among others, and Vaughan decided to extend her trip overseas. She performed in London and Stockholm and later stopped in Paris for a recording session. When she and her band arrived in Paris, all of their bags had gone missing, but she still managed to turn out one of her finest recordings there with arranger Quincy Jones. The song was a fairly new song, but Sarah Vaughan would make it all her own. Here is Sarah Vaughan in July of 1958 with the Errol Garner and Johnny Burke song Misty on Afterglow.
And I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. Knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove, I'm too misty and too much in love.
One of Sarah Vaughan's signature tunes. That was Misty, arranged by Quincy Jones. That song was featured on the 1959 album Vaughan and Violins, one of her last albums in the 1950s, and one of her last recordings for Mercury Records. Sarah Vaughan would have turned 100 years old on March 27, 2024. and thanks for tuning into this Sarah Vaughan Centennial Celebration edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow. Thank you.